Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
He's one of the greatest players in Major League Baseball history, and he loves to fish. He's Wade Boggs. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. In just a moment, we'll hear how this former Major Leaguer and 2005 inductee into the Baseball Hall of Fame has always made fishing a part of his life. But first, this message. You've heard me talk about U.S. farm-raised catfish, and maybe you're thinking. But it's not that kind of farm. U.S. farm-raised catfish grow in environmentally controlled freshwater ponds, fed a high-protein diet that gives them that clean, mild taste. Remember to look for the words U.S. farm-raised catfish where you shop and where you dine to make sure you're eating the safest, healthiest catfish in the world. U.S. farm-raised catfish. Good eating that's good for you. We're online at uscatfish.com. I dare say that when most people hear the name Wade Boggs, they think of his tremendous baseball career. A career that spanned over 20 years in the major leagues with teams like the Boston Red Sox, the New York Yankees, and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. But one area of Wade's life that most people are not aware of is his tremendous love of fishing. A love that he told me first began in the mid-1960s.
Probably mid to late 60s in Brunswick, Georgia. We lived on the Little Satilla River out in Satilla Shores in Brunswick, Georgia. And my father was stationed at Hunter Air Force Base in Savannah, and my mother worked at Sears Roebuck. So I would come home every day from school and go out to the dock. And I would have a little crab trap set up with some screen wire on it and a little bit of salt pork in it, and drop it down and catch my own shrimp, catch crabs, throw them in one bucket, and then catch croakers off the dock. And I'd do that about every day that we weren't playing sandlot baseball over there. We couldn't get a game together. So when I wasn't playing sandlot baseball, I was fishing.
As Wade Boggs proved on the baseball field for over 20 years as a major leaguer and a member of the 3,000 hit club, he's now trying to prove as a world-class angler. And I wouldn't bet against him. I'll be back with more Tight Lines after this. When we get together again next time, Wade Boggs will continue telling us about his tremendous love of fishing and how that love continued from his youth into his adult life. Plus, he'll tell us about how his love of brim fishing led him into pursuing other species of fish as he grew older. So I hope you'll be sure to join us. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by UFP,
America's leading maker of brake systems for boat trailers.
Fishmate,
the ultimate fishing app for your smartphone.
And by U.S. farm-raised catfish,
the healthiest fish from pond to plate.
Follow Tight Lines on Twitter at www.twitter.com/tightlinesradio.